Owning an investment property can be challenging, but it doesn't have to be. At Heritage Realty Property Management, they handle the challenges for you, ensure it's rented, maintained, and gets the highest return possible, while you just collect the check. With over 50 years' experience, you can trust Heritage Realty to provide the property care you want and rental knowledge you need. Visit heritagerealtyknox.com to connect with the team more landlords trust. Heritage Realty. We treat your property as if it were our own.
Hour number three of the starting lineup is on the air. Will West, Logan Ward here with you, 656-9900. Eric Kane still enduring his suspension for missing three straight picks against the number on the program.
We might let him back next week.
Yeah, next week Eric Kane will be back. So he's just teachable moment. Good man. No one's getting rid of him. So nobody feel bad for Kane. It's just a teachable moment. So it is what it is.
I had someone text me yesterday and asked me if that was a real thing.
Oh, it's a real thing.
It is.
It's a very real thing. It's as real as anything else on this program, I'll say that. All right, 656-9900, we need two contestants. That song means we're playing Who Am I? Who Am I works like this. Two contestants, each getting one person in the world of sports that we're talking about today. The contestant that can guess with the fewest number of clues is going to be the big winner. Up to five clues is what you'll get. And your prize today, Brew Bus Knoxville. You get a pass to Brew Bus Knoxville. Brew Bus Knoxville has a select group of premium breweries in East Tennessee. They will drive you around the bus, drop you off. They come pick you up 1 hour later. It is an absolute blast. You will love the people. BrewBusKnoxville.com. David is held patiently. It's David versus Devin today as we play the game. David, welcome into the starting lineup. Will you take questions from me, Will West, or from Logan Ward?
Let's go with you today, Will.
All right, David, let's get this W. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, again, Who Am I is your category, and your other categories, birthdays this weekend. Birthdays this weekend. Clue number one, I was born in Amherst, New York in 1999. I am 32 years of age. He turns 33 tomorrow.
What year?
1989. Clue number two, I'm a four-time champ, 2014 Comeback Player of the Year, four-time All-Pro, five-time Pro Bowler, the 2011 receiving touchdowns leader, and a first-team Pac-12 selection as well.
Next one.
Clue number three, I was a second-round pick in the 2010 NFL Draft out of Arizona.
Next one, please.
Clue number four, I played for the Patriots and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in my career.
I don't know.
Clue number five, I have the most receiving touchdowns in a single season by a tight end ever. Tight end, played for the Bucs, four-time Super Bowl champion, played for the Bucs and the Patriots, went to high school in Arizona, will turn 33 tomorrow.
Bronk.
It is Rob Gronkowski. All right, so five is the number that we're looking for. Devin, say hello to Logan Ward.
All righty, Devin, you ready to go, my man?
What's going on, man? Hey, I want to give a shout-out to Big Luke Jackson.
Well, there you go, Luke Jackson. There you go.
Hey, shout-out to Luke Jackson. I like it.
All right, Devin, you got to beat five. I'm very confident that you will do this. The category is also athlete birthdays this weekend. You ready to go?
All right.
I was born on this day in 1961 in Fenton, New Jersey. I'm 61 years old today.
Go to the next one.
I'm a two-time NBA Defensive Player of the Year and a seven-time All-Defensive First-Teamer. So it's in the NBA. He turned 61 today.
Defensive. Give me another clue.
Number three, I have seven multiple games where I grabbed 30-plus rebounds. Come on, Devin.
Kawhi Leonard.
It is not Kawhi Leonard.
Hey, throwing out a guess, though.
No, that's how you
there
do
you
it.
Go.
Always throw out a guess is what I say.
You have one more. Get it right here, you win. Get the next one, you will tie. Number four.
All right.
I was a second-round pick in 1986 out of southeastern Oklahoma State.
What year was that?
1986.
Let's see. Lynn Bias.
It is not. Going on to the next one. You get it right here, you tie. I am nicknamed the Worm, where I played for 5 NBA teams, including the Chicago Bulls, where I won 3 titles.
Dennis Rodman.
All right, so we got a tie there. Here you go, your tiebreaker question. And remember, Price is Right rules apply. David versus Devin, each going to get in 5. It is Gronk's birthday tomorrow. In 2011, Gronk had the highest ever touchdown total by a tight end. How many receiving touchdowns, David, did Gronk have in 2011?
16.
16 says David. Devin, how many touchdowns for Rob Gronkowski in 2011, highest single season total ever by a tight end? David said 16.
In 2016?
No, 2011. David said he thinks it's 16. You have to be the closest without going over. How many receiving touchdowns did Gronk have in 2011 that set the single season record by a tight end?
18.
The answer was 17. Congratulations, David. You just won the game. That was close.
That was a tight one.
Really tight one. Hang on the line. David, we'll get your passes to Brew Bus Knoxville. To you, Logan Ward, we'll get your information. All right, coming up, there has been a ton of disruption in college football. And right now, it seems like the powers that be do not know how to handle it. I bet I've had 100 people in East Tennessee stop me at some point in time the last few weeks and say, what are we going to do about what's going on with college football right now? So here's what I want to know from you. Has there been too much disruption, in your opinion, in college football? And has all of this disruption, is it going to change or hurt or, you know, in any way, shape, or form, shift your fandom away from the sport? We break it down next. Starting lineup on 99.1, The Sports Animal. Here's Logan with your Tennessee Lottery, or with your buddy Greg RVs and Motorhome Sports Update.
Yeah, well, good morning. Tennessee baseball took down Georgia last night 5-2. Chase Dolander got the win on the mound, and Blake Burke homered twice in the win. Tennessee softball beat Mississippi State 1-0 in 13 innings to advance to the SEC semifinals. Lair Boutte walked it off with an RBI single. Tennessee takes on Missouri this afternoon at 3 o'clock in the SEC semifinals. And Tennessee basketball yesterday landed a commitment from class of 2022, 5-star forward Julian Phillips. In the NBA, the Heat took down the 76ers 99-90. The Heat have won that series. And the Mavericks took down the Suns 113-86 to force a Game 7 back in Phoenix. It's 8:09, talking disruption in college football. Has there been too much of it? Will and I will discuss coming up next on TSL. Good morning. I'm Logan Ward.
Starting lineup, Will West, Logan Ward. Ivins will be back next week. Eric Kane will be off of suspension next week.
Maybe.
That's true. Well, we'll bring him back. And if he doesn't, if he misses 3 straight against the number again, Eric Kane will get suspended again. We'll send him back to Jeff County. You can watch the llamas go shoo-shoo out his window down at the farm.
So Logan has to get up at 4 a.m.
Yeah, that's right. Logan, sorry. Way to take one for the team, though. We really appreciate that. All right, so there's been a ton of disruption in college football, and virtually every single day we talk about a different way that college athletics and college football specifically is changing. This week it's been about scheduling changes. When the SEC adds Texas and Oklahoma, we probably aren't going to have 2 8-team divisions. We're probably going to go to either 4 pods or they're getting rid of divisions altogether. The ACC is going to, or talking of going to, 3 permanent opponents that you play, and then you play the other 5 opponents in the league 1 year, and another 5 the next year, and you get everybody in your league within 2 seasons. NIL has changed everything. Just 2 weeks ago, we had a linebacker from Arizona State say, pay me more NIL money, or I'm leaving. A guard from Miami say, wait a minute, this guy who's not as good as me on the team has more NIL money. Pay me more money, or I'm leaving. And they did it publicly. And people didn't like it. So it kind of got up in arms about the fact that they did that. Jordan Addison, the best player at Pitt, said, I'm out of here. I can make more NIL money somewhere else. So he's gone. That's been a big change. The transfer portal. You're seeing, I mean, right now, very honestly, Tennessee's second best receiver this year. Somebody from Kentucky could call up Tennessee's second best receiver and say, hey, you're not going to get the NIL money. Cedric Tillman's going to get the NIL money. So why don't you come with us and play next year? And at some point in time, here's what we're going to see. Somebody's going to drop out in the middle of a season and say, I'm going to save my body. I'm good. I'm not getting NIL. I'm going to save my body. And next year, I'm going to go play somewhere else where
imagine
I'm getting NIL money.
Imagine the outrage if that happens. I mean, people get mad now whenever guys sit out bowl games, which I'm all for. I understand that. Hey, go make that money. But
Well, imagine now that we've seen two dudes that have had first round draft picks get crushed and it's gone because they got hurt during a bowl game. If you want to go play in a bowl game, go play in the bowl game. I wouldn't. I'm going to be honest. I would not play. I would not go play in the Gator Bowl.
Just Alonte Taylor didn't play in the Music City Bowl. It helped him.
Yeah.
He got healthy, got drafted.
Got drafted in the second round.
Wow.
Yeah, which is, I mean, so that's, but we're seeing a lot of disruption. You're seeing your college football playoff is going to expand. NIL money has changed the landscape of college football. The transfer portal has changed. Putting NIL and the transfer portal together where people are using the ability to move to different places to get more money out of their current schools or get more money for them and their family while they're in school, that's been a huge game changer. Now you had the college football playoff expansion talk on top of that as well. There has just been a ton of disruption in college football. And what I want to know from you is this, at 656-9900, Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline. Logan, I'll pose the question to you first. Are we going to see fewer people watch college athletics or college football because of all the disruption that's happening? And before you answer, I want to point this out. I am older than you, so I am literally old enough to be your dad. So there was a time where the idea that Major League Baseball doesn't really matter that much would have been insane. 25 years ago, the idea, especially in the middle of McGuire and Sosa doing their thing, the idea that Major League Baseball would be at probably the third most popular sport in America would seem absolutely psychotic.
No one my age is watching a baseball game on Tuesday.
No, there's no one's chance. Doing it. No one's doing it. The NBA. Time was the NBA. The NBA in a single year, and people always say, well, you know, social justice things, and you turned off half the audience by doing that, and if you don't support it, you turn off the other half of the audience. This was the year before. In one single season when they instituted freedom of movement rules in Knoxville, Tennessee, NBA Finals ratings dropped 75%. So the idea that the NBA Finals are where they are, no one ever would have ever thought that. NASCAR in its height had the greatest years it's ever had as far as viewership, 2002, 2003, 2004. And NASCAR then had a bunch of disruption, cookie cutter tracks, car tomorrow, all the nonsense that happened with tires after that. And now NASCAR's barely a fringe sport at this point, right? When it comes to viewership. So what's happened to everybody else? It happened to America's pastime, Major League Baseball. Do you think it could happen when it comes to football? Football's been recession-proof the last 40 years.
I don't think so because, you know, college football, it's a much different animal than any other sport because, I mean, college sports are clearly a whole different animal than other sports because you feel attached. Someone who went to Tennessee is still going to feel attached to any Tennessee team whenever they are good. We're seeing it with baseball. So I don't think that we will see a drop in viewers because, as you mentioned, Will, all this stuff happening, yes, there's been a ton with transfer portal, NIL, potentially college ball, you know, playoff expansion down the line, conference realignment. All that stuff is happening off the field. Something drastic, I mean, absolutely drastic. And at this point, I really don't know what it would be on the field-wise to change it. There's nothing like, you know, freedom of movement, you know, juice baseballs. You brought up NASCAR. I don't think that there's one thing that big that would, you know, make viewers just stop watching in college football to change. So I'm going to say no. The off-the-field stuff, a lot of people don't like it. I'm all for it. But, I mean, now it's just the NCAA college athletics has finally evolved into, quite frankly, you're now following the law. So I don't think that I seriously, seriously doubt that there's going to be any drop in viewers unless something drastic happens on the field.
Look, it's not just change. It's a lot of change quickly.
It's all in our face now.
And it's fast. And more's coming. Oklahoma and Texas are coming to the SEC. Divisions are going away in the SEC the way that we know them. College football playoffs going to expand in the next 3 years because people didn't wake up this morning hating money. So we'll get that announcement probably in the next 18 months about the college football playoff, how it will expand. But at least by 2026, we will have a 8 or 12 team college football playoff.
I think so too.
That's going to happen. So it's a lot that's happening really quickly. I'll agree with you. I don't think it hurts viewership this year. I actually think that it goes up. Because what we're seeing right now is people saying, I've got 9 streaming services. I need to drop some of this. This is very similar to when it comes to entertainment that the dot-com boom had, where anybody that had a so-and-so domain.com, you know, VCs and hedge funds would just throw money at you to be able to get to try to invest in that. And then it all collapsed because there were too many. And then what came out of it was enduring. I think what we're going to see this fall is the collapse of some of the streaming services. And the one thing that is enduring right now is football. 93 of the top 100 broadcast programs last fall were NFL games. College football is not the NFL, but as long as they don't change what the on-field product looks like, they're going to be okay. When we talk about the NBA, It was freedom of movement. The game didn't look the same. Defensive 3 seconds. You got 7-footers throwing up 22-foot shots all day long. No one's trying to watch Joel Embiid take 19-footers all day. Karl Anthony Towns take 19-footers all day. They're not trying to see that. It's not what they love from basketball, know from basketball, and it's been heard by it. Major League Baseball, it was, you know, juice baseball, so it became uppercut swings, strikes and home runs and strikeouts. Nobody's putting the ball in play. Nobody's manufacturing runs. You might go 5 innings in a Major League Baseball game right now where literally not one thing happens. It's just watching a bunch of dudes fly out and then watching strikeouts happen. That's where we're at in Major League Baseball. But in football, the disruption's all happening off the field. So I don't think it's going to be that big of a difference maker for college football this year. One, football is limited, because that's another thing that always hurts the NBA, the NHL, all these other ones. You got 82 games in the NBA, 160 plus games in Major League Baseball. So a lot of the regular season games don't matter.
Each team's guaranteed 12 NFL, yeah. 17 now.
Yeah, yeah. So 17 games there. So it's just limited, right? It's like it's always for a limited time only, college football.
And
is.
It's always an event.
So many.
It's always an event. That's one thing that, you know, Neyland Stadium and, you know, pretty much everywhere in football, even high school football, you're not just going for the game. You're going for the tailgating, the drinking, the partying, both
the
before
social,
and after.
They've realized it's a social thing.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Patrick said this on Twitter. I'm concerned about the direction of college football, but I'm not committed at this point. I'm going to watch regardless. And I think that's where most people are. And I would remind people of this when it comes to disruption. How many people out there that are saying right now, I'm not going to watch college football? How many of you said I'll never have an iPhone? How many of you said I'll never have a Facebook account? I can remember I said for years, I'll never have a cell phone. I don't need you to find me when I'm out.
I said pre-pandemic, I will never have a TikTok.
Yeah. I mean, and so everybody always says, I'm never going to. How many of you said, I'll never get rid of my BlackBerry? And now BlackBerry, I don't even know if you can find a BlackBerry anymore.
I think they're done now.
Yeah. So it's just disruption always gets us, and we always evolve as long as the on-field product looks the same. Chris has held patiently, and I appreciate it. Chris, welcome into the starting lineup. Are you going to watch less college football this year because of disruption, Chris?
No, I'm not. My issue is becoming professional football. And the players leaving to get more money, you can't do that in professional football because you're under contract.
Yep.
So how long is it going to be before colleges go to that point of, okay, if you're going to come here, we're going to offer you this much money on your NIL deal, you have to sign a contract saying you won't enter the portal. Is that going to happen? If not, then what stops all of this? And my other question is how fast is it going to be before they put a number limit? I mean, professional teams have, okay, you can't spend this because of the salary cap, so you can't earn no more than this, fair for all college athletes, instead of, okay, well, we're going to pay you $8 million, and we're only going to pay you $500,000 because you're not known as good. So each team has a salary cap in professional football. Well, players individually have a salary cap saying, okay, you can't make no more than this to make it fair across the board.
Yeah, so right now, and you're right, Chris, that look, those things are coming. Like, just for people, that they're coming. They're like, point blank, they are. Once the Supreme Court ruling came down, that this is all coming. And so what would have to happen first, Chris, in the scenario you're laying out, and I agree with you, that it is going to happen, is that you'd have to collectively bargain with players and make them employees.
I mean, we took a first step yesterday with, you know, Jim Phillips saying, hey, the conversation, it's out there. The 10 FBS football conferences are eventually, we've been talking about breaking away from the NCAA. That's the first step, and then you get all of a sudden players are employees of the university.
Yep, and so that's one scenario. I think right now, though, here in the Colorado AD and the Iowa AD, and people saying that Greg Sankey going to the Pac-12 commissioner, going to, you know, members of the Senate to try to get things changed, I absolutely believe the first thing they're going to try to do is violate labor law. And they're going to try to find a way to do it. And I think they don't like that the NCAA is not willing to take on these lawsuits.
It's not a good track record there with the NCAA versus the government.
They've lost 100% of them.
Exactly. That's, it's a terrible track
they
record.
They always lose. And that's why I think the NCAA, as much as I think they can be jabronis at times, they get it. They understand. You're going to go to court and you're going to lose. That's what you're going to get. And so your choice is can you pay off enough members of Congress that they change labor law on your behalf? You probably don't have that much money. Especially now that you're having to pay players. So the game's changing a little bit. But in your point, you're right. At some point in time, they will probably have to negotiate with players. and players will become employees, and that's, and then you put a salary cap in and you agree with insurance and you have workman's comp insurance and you have all of these things that are there and you put in 3-year contracts and stuff like that. That's the only way you're ever going to stop this.
And then strikes are going to come.
Absolutely. Will that hinder college football's viewership?
Maybe a little.
I agree. Cause you know what happens?
I'm still going to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the NFL has survived.
It has. It always has. And they barely had labor stoppages in my lifetime. But I will say this. The thing that has to happen for college football to not have a huge problem in the next couple of years isn't just about NIL and players. We need a lot more Danny Whites. We need a lot fewer Gary Barnes, the athletics director at Iowa. We need people who understand the game's evolving and either evolve or get out of the way because the game's changed and you're never getting the toothpaste back in the tube. That's Logan Ward. I'm Will West, 656-9900. We'll take a few phone calls in the final segment about this. Start Bench Cut is next on the Starting Lineup. Starting Lineup 99.1, the Sports Animal. Will West, Logan Ward here with you. Start Bench Cut coming up in just a second. I want to get Chris's phone call. He held patiently through the break about disruption in college football. Chris, our question this morning, are you less likely or will you watch less college football because of all of the disruption in the sport during the offseason?
Yeah. Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
So my comment was, you know, I did not intentionally start watching less NFL or MLB, but the more bureaucratic it got, the distraction was just there's the noise threshold was so high. It just got old. So I stopped watching less NFL and MLB, and that's absolutely true now. So I would say as it gets more bureaucratic, as we pile on a higher noise threshold, that could potentially be a problem for college football. And that was a good comment before the break, too, about less Iowa State ADs and more Danny White type ADs. If it's properly managed, I think we can navigate it, but it could be hard.
Yeah, it is probably going to be hard. I think that's part of it. And one of the things that I think that has hurt the NBA is all the noise. But for whatever reason, we have a lot of people that think that the noise is what's going to get people and get eyeballs. If I create noise about my sport, that's what's going to get you to tune in. And I think
it has to be good noise.
That's the key. It still has to be quality. And so, but what you've seen since all the noise has happened with this is all of the debate shows, the ratings have gone down. Except the ones that just do it old school, where it's just two people having legitimate sports arguments or conversations. And it's compelling. And that's the thing, is it still has to be quality at the end of the day. But some of the noise and the hype and things like that can be too much. I will say, Chris, I do think Chris is in the minority when it comes to watching less NFL. But the NFL understands the game's the thing that matters. You're there for the game. But they do make it a 365-day a year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week league. It is that. But some of them have gone too far. Look at the other side of it. Major League Baseball has zero noise. And people don't watch it. So there, or you have your group of hardcore baseball fans, you have almost no casual fans, and then maybe in the postseason, if their team that they rooted for when they were a kid happens to be there, then they'll tune in.
I mean, when's the last offseason storyline that has been positive for Major League Baseball? It's always Rob Manfred's
Shohei
idiot.
Ohtani. That's it. The Shohei Ohtani can pitch and hit. That's it. That's the last one that we've had in the last decade. That's a long time, man. That's a really lot. That's a large sample size to have one positive offseason story.
It's always, I mean, just the past 5 years, it's, you know, Rob Manfred, you're awful. Sure. The Astros cheating scandal, the lockout, well, the strikes starting late, you know, can't get a deal. Yeah. There haven't been a lot of positive storylines come out a lot recently about Major League Baseball.
That's Logan Ward. I'm Will West. Start Bench Cut time on the Starting Lineup. All right, Logan, what do you have for us, man?
Alrighty, well, Sunday is National Dog Moms Day. What is the cringiest thing single people do?
Sorry to rip you, single people,
it's
but
all right.
We needed to debate this.
Call themselves a dog parent, have a birthday week, or giving relationship advice.
Yeah, you don't see anybody. You're not a dog mom if you got kids, right? Or a dog dad if you got kids. You're not having a birthday week if you got kids and you got a spouse. You don't have time for a birthday week. It doesn't work that way. But I'm going to start giving relationship advice. You know who can't wait to give you relationship advice? That friend that you, that girl you know that hadn't kept a man in 12 years. Can't wait to tell you about that. That buddy of yours is divorced twice and he's at the bar 3 nights a week and he's going to get divorced a third time because of it. Can't wait to tell you what he wouldn't take from your wife if he was married to her. Can't wait. Single people love to give relationships. People that fail at relationships love to give relationship advice for some reason. It's like their version of being vegan or CrossFit or something like that, where they just need to tell you about it. Like anybody you know that
it's like, we get you do CrossFit. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Anybody you
we
know
saw that, your Instagram. Thank you.
Anybody you know that doesn't own a television, you know that because they told you. They've informed you of it. So start giving relationship advice. I'm going to bench the dog parent thing. I don't really have that big of a problem with it, but I have zero problem with the birthday week because if you can get away with it, go for it.
So I will start call themselves a dog parent. I'm going to bench that. Is this have a birthday week for your pet?
No. Having yourself a birthday week. It's my birthday week.
I'm starting that one. Okay. That's silly.
That's the worst.
I'll bench call themselves a dog parent, and I will cut giving relationship advice. Also, one more thing.
Have you ever given relationship advice to married people, Logan?
No, I haven't.
You're young, though.
To my friends, I might.
Okay.
But
Yeah. But I'm saying, but if your friends that are married, you're giving them relationship advice?
No. Okay. Just in general.
But to your single friends.
Exactly.
Yes. No, I'm telling you, man. There is nothing like anybody you know that's been divorced multiple times can't wait to tell you how to handle your marriage.
I'm going to add one here. Make a social media for your dog or cat.
Oh, you know, I am only on social media to see pictures of your dog and your food, so I'm actually okay with that.
I hate it. No. If you're going to do it, really kind of fly into the storm, go to your pet's account and post what their opinion would be on Roe versus Wade or any social issue.
I don't want to hear about social issues.
If you're going
issues.
To do it, fly into it a little bit. Today is former NASCAR driver Rich Bickley's 61st birthday. Which sport has the weirdest name? Start, bench, cut, NASCAR, soccer or hockey.
All right, so Rich Bickle, happy 61st birthday to former NASCAR driver Rich Bickle's birthday. So I'm going to start NASCAR, actually. The others are just foreign. You know what I mean? Like, so it's not like the names are weird. Now, I don't know how many Brazilian dudes we need that are called Ronnie, but we got, Ronaldo, Ronaldinho, Cristiano Ronaldo. We got a bunch of guys that speak Portuguese that are all named Ronaldo from different countries, but it's just being named Ronnie. You know what I mean? If you're in English, which speaking of which, legally, can you be named Ronnie and not know how to hang drywall? I don't think you can. I don't know. I'm going to start NASCAR because we've got Dick Trickle. We've got, there's multiple Dales that are in there.
Bobby Labonte.
William Byron. Yeah, there's all kinds of, you got my favorite two drivers ever. Kel Yarbrough, bizarre name, and Rusty Wallace. You know, the Rustys and Kales of the world and things like that only exist in NASCAR. So I'm going to start NASCAR. I'm going to bench soccer because everybody has these weird one-name nicknames and stuff like that. And I'm going to cut hockey. They're just European, dude. That doesn't mean the name's weird. Because the guy's name's Igor Larionov doesn't mean that he's in his country it's perfectly normal.
I'm gonna start soccer. I'll bench hockey. There's some other people who are from Europe. Alexander Ovechkin is a different name. Evgeny Malkin is a weird name. Those two guys are from Russia.
Yeah, but like in their country, it's probably not.
It's probably normal over there.
They're just
from an American perspective.
It's different.
A weird name. It's different. They ain't from around here.
There's a difference in weird. Like NASCAR, those dudes are from Mississippi and they got a weird name. You know what I mean?
There's a lot of alliteration with NASCAR though.
Yeah, there is. There is.
And then I will cut NASCAR. Biggest challenge to college football the last 10 years. Excuse me. Biggest change to college football the last 10 years. Start, bench, cut. Conference expansion, NIL, transfer portal.
I'm going to start conference expansion. I think that's been the biggest change.
Really?
And I think it will continue to be the biggest change is that you have all of these, some of the biggest rivalries in the sport are gone right now. And you're going to see them go even further and things like that. So conference expansion to me is number one. I'm going to bench NIL and I'm going to cut the transfer portal. You know what the NIL did at the end of the day? It just meant we don't have a black market for players. They have to do it on the up and up, and they have to provide work for those players to do to give them that cash that they were already giving them to begin with, and we know they've done it for 100 years.
And that reason right there, because everything has been under the table. Now it is on top of the table in everyone's face on social media. So I'm going to start name, image, and likeness. I will bench the transfer portal. I will cut conference expansion just because we haven't seen – we haven't seen the effect – the ramifications of Texas, Oklahoma joining yet, and then whenever this thing goes to like two or three super conferences.
It's going to get parabolic. You're right.
It's going to happen eventually. Which NBA player can you least count on when you need them? James Harden, Ben Simmons, or Kyrie Irving?
So I would have said before this season, before the Nets trade, I would have said Kyrie's the start. But Kyrie, because Kyrie didn't play in the bubble because he didn't want to. He was in the bubble doing everything you had to for protocols and just sitting in the bubble and wouldn't play. I have no idea what Kyrie's doing. With the Celtics, he was addition, he was subtraction by addition when he was on that team. But Ben Simmons, I honestly think Ben Simmons has got some things going on mental health wise. Like that why wouldn't he play? And he's like, you know, the back injury and stuff like that. I get it.
It's very Antonio Brown-esque.
Yeah, but it's like not, I don't know. Antonio Brown was like hyperbolic and bombastic, and Ben Simmons isn't. It's quiet. That's scary a little bit for Ben Simmons. So I'm going to start Ben Simmons, though, because he's just not playing basketball right now, and he can't get out of his own head. Did you see the clip when he was supposed to play for the Nets, and he didn't play that game, and it was Stephen A. and Jalen and Greenberg, and there was the ESPN guys, and Jalen said, we were there at warmups. He walks out, dribbles around a little bit, didn't put one shot up, and said, my back's too bad, I can't play, when he'd been medically cleared.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. So I start Ben Simmons. I'm going to bench Kyrie. I'm going to cut James Harden. James Harden, I don't know what's going on with him. You can't count on him right now, but the other two guys are at a completely different level.
I'm going to start Ben Simmons because, I mean, he has to play for someone to count on him.
Yeah.
I will bench James Harden, and then I'm going to cut Kyrie. Yes, he's crazy, but I mean,
yeah,
when
he just
does
play,
indeed
like,
play,
James Harden plays usually.
But when he does play Kyrie, he's one of the better players in the world.
Yeah.
Today is the Batman star Robert Pattinson's 36th birthday. Best Batman movie, start, bench, cut, Pattinson, Christian Bale, Michael Keaton.
All right, the best movie, Batman. I'm still starting Christian Bale. I'm actually going to bench Pattinson, and I'm going to cut Michael Keaton. Pattinson did a fantastic job, and it absolutely worked. Also, if you go back and watch those Michael Keaton Batman movies, and that was from my childhood, nobody get mad at me, but if you go back and watch those now, they're a little bit tough to watch.
I will start Christian Bale. Nothing beats The Dark Knight. Nothing will ever beat The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
I will cut Pattinson.
Batman Begins is underrated, too. That's a really, really, really good movie.
I will bench Pattinson. I thought he was fantastic as Batman. I can't wait to see the next two. And then I'm going to cut Michael Keaton. That's not really my Batman, so I'm going to cut Michael Keaton. Finally, it's Dennis Rodman's 61st birthday. Dirtiest member of the Bad Boys Pistons. Start, bench, cut. Rodman, Bill Laimbeer, or Rick Mahorn.
Okay, before your time, Logan.
Before my time.
But it's definitely start Bill Laimbeer. Bill Laimbeer would literally just punch people in their face. Like there was one play where Robert Parrish beats him on a drop step and is in front of him, and Laimbeer just pounds him in the face. And that was basketball back in the day. And it was glorious back when it happened like that. Start Laimbeer. I'm going to bench Mahorn because he was out there also to kind of be an enforcer like they have in hockey, or used to have in hockey, I guess. And then I'm going to cut Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman could play. He just also was dirty, but he could absolutely play. That is Start, Bench, Cut. It's brought to you by Blue Water Climate Control. BlueWaterClimateControl.com, Knoxville's highest rated HVAC company. Family owned, family operated, veteran run business, Blue Water Climate Control. Okay. Logan Ward actually has written gambling columns for national media outlets. Since I blew it last night on Ryan with Ivins, I'm out. Logan Ward's in. We're just going to keep tagging in somebody until we get this right, because we haven't got one right since Monday. But Logan Ward knows his stuff. So Logan Ward's going to give you a Riding with Ivins pick next. Starting lineup, 99.1, the Sports Animal.
Tennessee baseball took down Georgia last night, 5-2. Chase Dolan got the win on the mound. Blake Burke homered twice in the win. Tennessee softball snuck by Mississippi State 1-0 in 13 innings to advance to the SEC semifinals to take on Missouri today at 3 o'clock. In the NBA last night, the Heat beat the 76ers 99-90. The Heat have won that series. The Mavericks forced a Game 7 by taking down the Suns last night, 113-86. Riding with Ivan's Logan Ward edition. Coming up next on the starting lineup, it's 847. Good morning.
It's the oldest and greatest show in the history of sports radio, and also the newest and wokest, most family-friendly show in East Tennessee. This is the starting lineup on 99.1, the Sports Animal. You hear that music, you know what it means. Riding with Ivan's time on the TSL. Riding with Ivan's brought to you by American Outdoor Equipment. Family-owned, Tyler O'Brien and the people at American Outdoor Equipment are amazing. Look, we're going to that spring and summer season. Now is the time to get that zero turn you have always wanted. It's your one-stop shop for outdoor needs. Branson Tractors, well-made Cummings Diesel, the Knoxville and surrounding areas, they service it all, and it's just a short drive to Rockwood. Give American Outdoor Equipment a call, 254-5213. Logan Ward is a gambling aficionado.
We're bringing in the big guns.
That's right. So we called it a ringer. It's like your softball team bringing in Daryl Strawberry, something like that, back in the Simpsons in the day. But Logan Ward has come in because I missed the Ride with Ivins pick last night. Kaner missed the three before that. So it's been since Monday since we've had a correct Ride with Ivan's pick. So Logan Ward, no pressure or anything, but if you don't get this right, you've let down the entire state of Tennessee.
Yeah, so we'll see here. Okay, so the hottest team in Major League Baseball right now is none other than the Houston Astros. They have won 10 straight games. Today, they take on the Nationals in Washington, kind of a early 6-ish first pitch. The Nationals are kind of struggling. Five of their last 15 straight up have all been losses. Josiah Gray is going for the Nationals today. 4-2 record, 3.45. He's a very good pitcher. Framber Valdez, however, going for the Astros. He has a 1-2 record, a 3.34 ERA. The one thing that really killed Framber Valdez was the walks. He has fixed the walks. In his last outing, he threw very well against Detroit. He went 6 innings, only allowed 2 runs. He has fixed the walk issue. So with the hottest team in baseball, we're going today on the money line, the Houston Astros at -168. Will, 10 straight, got to ride the hot wave, follow the trends. That's my number one rule in gambling. Houston Astros on the money line today for their 11th straight win against the Washington Nationals.
All right, what's that money line? What is that line?
-168.
-168, Astros money line. That is your Ride with Ivan's pick with Logan Ward. You know what? As a guy that doesn't know a lot about sports gambling, let me quickly assure you that when it's a game that I don't care if aliens land on the field and inappropriately probe every single player on national television, I feel better about the fact that it's going to win. That's how it works with gambling. Logan Ward, fantastic job this week. We'll have Ivans and Cater back next week. Will West, starting lineup. EA Show with Brian Rice is next.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.